How to raise capital for a project, that's probably not only another seminar, it's probably not even a full day, it's probably a multi-day conference, and those do happen often and they sell out quickly. But it's hard. The answer is it's very, very hard. It doesn't matter if you are a private independent, it doesn't matter if you are a prospector, it doesn't matter if you are a publico. Exploring for true exploration is not as widely accessible as it used to be. Typically what we see now is unconventional manufacturing shale wells, where you're just drilling down the line in a five-well pad, and you're drilling five wells north and five wells south. True exploration, you'll get out there and you'll want to test the concept. So you'll drill a vertical well. So you'll have some cost associated with the vertical well. You like what you see, and then you go and drill a horizontal or however you want to produce the well. But generally, private companies can go to banks and borrow against production. That doesn't truly help in the prospecting phase. So early time, banks, it's very, very difficult. What you can try to do is, if you have been around a while and you have some production established, you can borrow against your existing production to go put new prospects together. So that's what you see with some of the smaller companies. But actually going to the bank and borrowing money to lease some property, darn near impossible. Private equity companies, that's an option, and that's been a big hit the last 10 years. They'll essentially either put a management team together and go out and try to develop a property. Typically, private equity companies are averse to prospecting, and so generally what they like to do is buy existing production to fund some of the G&A, and then they might do some step outs, some delineations, and then ultimately flip that to a publico. But private companies, if it's an existing established company that maybe has put together a prospect, they can sell a piece or trade a piece of the equity for some cash from the private equity company, and that's kind of what you're seeing more now, is where private equity companies want to invest in an established management team, a company that's kind of already done something, and then they're comfortable with it, and then they'll invest in that company, and then they'll take a piece of the equity. Public companies have the ability to issue additional shares of stock to raise capital to acquire a new prospect or develop an existing one. I was at RSP Permian from inception of IPO until we exited to Concho. We actually experienced this quite a bit. Ultimately, what we did, I don't know, four or five times, is we would go out, find a prospect that we really liked that was a true bolt-on to our existing infrastructure, and we would go, instead of busting our budget on an annual basis, we went out and literally just issued more shares of stock to really fund the acquisition and maybe the first year of development for that program. And so that's what you saw, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. What you're seeing today is a little bit different. It's more of a capital discipline from the public co's to ensure that they have they can provide value back to the shareholders. What we're seeing on that regard is there's fewer acquisitions taking place. There's larger acquisitions, but there's also fewer acquisitions that are taking place. So that's kind of how that's going down the pike. Partners. So when I was at Encana, I had a really good lawyer that I worked with regularly, and I would draft agreements, and we'd come and sit down and go through them, and I would say the word partners, and he would just cringe, and he would say, do not put the word partners in the agreement. We are not partners with them. You know, we are stakeholders with them. We're a lot of things, but under the legal sense, we are not partners. So the caveat here is I'm using the word partners as a layman, not as the legal entity as a partnership. But I still remember him and still can hear him say that to me regularly. Partners come in all shapes and forms. Things to remember and understand whenever you're talking to people you may deem as a non-legal partner would be, who are you talking to? What are you talking about? Is it confidential? And is there an existing agreement, or do you need one? And if you kind of roll through those things quickly, it doesn't matter if you're talking to a neighbor. It doesn't matter if you're talking to a potential lessor, a working interest owner, a potential working interest owner. If you kind of keep those things in the back of your mind, you'll have successful discussions and productive discussions. You know, some of the other things that you might run into board meetings. You might run into one of the directors on your board. What information, you know, should you share? What can you share? The pictures up there are of one of the first wells in our project. So we went out there and met with the landowner, signed the surface use agreement on the site right there. That stake was our first vertical well. Then about 6 months, we drilled our well, and there were a lot of partners that we met out there on location. There were a lot of community partners that wanted to know what was going on, and we were still actively leasing, and we were still putting things together. So understanding who you're talking to, what you're talking about, what's confidential, what's not, is all things that you need to seriously consider before you get into a deep conversation about well data or potential outlines of a buy area and those kind of things. The other things to think about are who you're talking to as far as, is it a potential business partner? Is it an override owner? What requirements and obligations do you have to them? Again, working interest owner, what does that mean? How does that affect you? How does that affect them? And then one of my favorite parts I'll get at the end is kind of community relations, owner relations, and what that means, and what if the mayor of the city that you're working in also happens to be a landowner. You have to be very careful with the information that you explain, because he's a politician, so he will probably use that against you later on.